نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد مشوره that is mutual consultation in surah shura of the quran kareem allah tbarak wa taala describes the perfect believers and says wa amruhum shura bainahum translation and their matters are decided by mutual consultation amongst themselves note it is the sign of a believer that he consults the relevant people before undertaking any important task. Proud and arrogant people do not realize the need for it and they carry out affairs autonomously. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to consult his companions in matters wherein there was no wahi, no revelation. It was due to the consultation of the companions that the trench was dug around the city of Madinah Munawwara in order to defend it from the offensive by the kuffar. Similarly, many issues were resolved through mutual consultation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam likewise consulted the companions with regard to introducing a method of calling people to salah, that is the adhan. Similarly, he consulted them regarding the captives of Badr and many other key issues as well. After the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba also resolved many issues through shura, mutual consultation. It should be noted that the people whom one would consult differ according to the nature of the situation. If it pertains to business, businessmen will be consulted. If it pertains to war, commanders and generals will be consulted and so on. However, the supreme advice of the Sharia will govern every other. Mutual consultation is therefore a sunnah and it is rewarding and beneficial. Mutual consultation would only pertain to issues that are not found in the Qur'an Kareem and the Mubarak Ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where there are clear directives in either of these sources, one would be obliged to follow them. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who engages in mashura will not have any regrets. Imam Dhahhak rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to engage in mashura because the best opinion is presented through this process. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك